Here inside the news at 10:30 tonight.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Party.
Mary, I just made out my will, and I'm leaving my brains to the county hospital.
Well, every little thing helps.
Every little thing? Why, of all the...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at party.
See here, Jones, I found a pint of bourbon and a bottle of ginger ale in your desk. Now, what am I to make of that? A
couple of highballs, I guess.
A couple of highballs? Why, of all...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at party.
Yes, everybody meets at parties, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Obie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Park Yerkakis.
Boy, it's hard for to get experienced help today. Hard for to get anything today. Don't be able to get no eggs, can't get no meat, can't get no milk. Even the fish what you get today is don't be no good. I couldn't use the last shipment of fish I got at all. Boy, was that fish stale. Didn't even have to mark it down on the menu. The minute anybody walked in the restaurant could tell we had fish. Yes, sir, I think it was years since those fish was been in the ocean. There was a trouble with him. Long time, no see. The restaurant business don't be no good today. Not only is it too hard for to get health and food, but the customers is be so fussy. Everything got to be just so. Just waited on an automobile mechanic. Kept looking under the salad to check the oil. Good thing what he didn't order, waffles. Send them back for a retread. Oh, this business be too hard. I would love for to give up the whole restaurant. This is a fine business. Get up in the morning, what do you start thinking about? Food, food, and more food. All what's on your mind all day long is food. So you know something? I'm getting hungry.
Hello, Parker.
Oh, hello, Betty. Oh, Betty. I was just thinking about what I would like for to get out of this business, you know. I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Well, Barky, since you feel that way, I guess what I'm going to tell you won't upset you.
Upset me? What is it? What is it?
Well, they've just opened a new restaurant on the corner.
A new restaurant? What corner?
At the end of the block.
How could they open up a restaurant there, Betty? Don't be no room there for no restaurants. They made a streetcar stop out of it. Every time I go by there, there's a streetcar waiting there.
Parky, that's no streetcar. That's a diner.
A diner? I tried to get on that thing for 4 days.
Well, now, Parky, that's pretty stupid. Imagine trying to get on a streetcar for 4 days.
What's so stupid about it? You tried to get on a streetcar lately? So they're opening up a new restaurant. I'd say, Betty, that's terrible.
Why, Parky, you just got through telling me that you were sick and tired of the restaurant business and that you wanted to give it up.
Oh, Betty, who listens to me? I was just talking to myself, and you know when I talk to myself what silly answers I get. How could I give up this business? Why, this is my life. This is my living. This is my bread and all your margarine.
All your margarine? Did you say all your margarine?
Can't get butter. Oh, my. So another restaurant is opening up. Say, Betty, I'm in big trouble. That new restaurant's going for to take away all my business. What could I do?
Hi, Betty. Hi, Parker.
Well, hello, Opie.
Hi, Opie.
Say, I wonder when they're going to move that streetcar on the corner. It's been stuck there for a week now.
Opie, you're as bad as Parky. That's not a streetcar. It's a diner.
A diner?
Yeah.
Oh, then that explains it. I was standing there wondering why the conductor was serving hot coffee to all the passengers.
Yes, Shoppy, they opened up another restaurant.
It's a pretty nice-looking place, too.
Yeah.
They must be doing a big business up there. There's always a crowd outside waiting to get in.
You say there's always a crowd outside waiting to get in?
Mm-hmm.
See, we got lots of room in here, don't we? Yeah, well, it looks like this is the end. The end is a fine way for me to wind up after 18 years. Yes, kids? Looks like they pushed me right out of business. They got my back up against the wall.
Well, you've had your back up against the wall before, Parky.
That's when I tore my pants. That's it. Yes, I guess what this is the finish. I guess I'll have to call it quits. Hoppy, Betty, giving you both 2 weeks' notice.
2 weeks' notice?
Yes.
Oh, here I go. I'm a bum again. I should have listened to my father's advice and going into the business that my brother did. You know, he's never laid off a day. He's working steady all the time.
Your brother works all the time? What does he do, Opie?
He's a picket.
Yeah, guess what? I'm all through. That's a good one. Park your car is forced out of the restaurant business. Well, I'll just retire and then I'll die. Just like my cousin Nicky. When he retired from the restaurant business, he knew he was going to die. Sure enough, 62 years later, he died.
Stop all this foolish talk, Parky. You're not going to retire, and you're not going to die.
Betty's right, Parky. You ought to be ashamed of yourself talking like that. Don't be discouraged. Don't forget, you still got me.
Why do you think I'm discouraged?
Parky, just because someone else decides to open up another restaurant, that doesn't mean that you have to go out of business. You have to fight a little harder, that's all.
Betty's right, Parky. You got to fight.
You do?
Tommy, now, what would have happened if Wellington gave up at Waterloo? And if Washington gave up at Valley Forge? And if Lincoln gave up at Gettysburg?
I don't know. What would have happened?
I know. I wasn't even born then.
Parky, your restaurant's going to be bigger than it ever was. Competition's good for business. You needed a thing like this to wake you up. Now, don't let it bother you. Just laugh it off.
You're right, Betty. I'll just laugh it off.
Ah, oh, but Betty, another restaurant is opening up. What could I do?
Say, I got an idea, Parky.
What
Why don't you hire yourself a publicity man?
Publicity man? Say, that may be a good idea. Where could I get a publicity man?
I know one, Parky. Who? Orville Sharp. I met him this morning, and he told me he was in the publicity business now.
Orville Sharp, who wants to do business with that faker?
Now, wait a minute, Parky.
Yes.
Orville Sharp should make a very good publicity man. He's got what it takes.
Yeah, he got what it takes. He also takes what you got.
Now, that isn't what I mean. I mean, he has plenty of nerve and a lot of wild ideas. He may be just the man for you. Oh, why don't you talk to him anyway?
You know, Samson, he does be kind of a crazy fellow, that. Maybe he would make a good publicity man. You know, I think what I'll call him up, have him for to come over. Sure, that's what we need, Betty, a publicity man. You know, I feel better, Eddie? I feel happy now. I feel so happy. If I had your voice, Betty, I'd sing, you know? But I don't got it, so it looks like you'll have to sing, Betty.
All right, Parky. Would you like to hear a symphony?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, publicity man. That's what I
Symphony. to me that you're dear to me. You are my symphony.
Hello, Pavel. You say where you been last couple to 3 days? Don't see you around tomorrow.
Oh, I was just putting up some old gold signs in the new restaurant on the corner. Say, nice place they got there.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
Look, maybe what you would like to spend all your time in the new restaurant on the corner instead of to coming around here. You know, maybe we are don't be too good for you anymore. Is that it?
Oh, there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Yeah.
I just went into that new restaurant to have a talk with the owner, and I had a nice talk with him, too.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I told him to light an old gold for comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. First, Old Golds give you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. Then, for extra fragrance, aroma, bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. So, light an Old Gold and enjoy the sheer comfort, the unique pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Well, what did he say, Bob, when you told him all that?
Why, he simply said, I guess that explains why every day more and more people are sold on Old Gold.
Say, sounds sensible. Oh, pardon you, Bob. Here comes that Orville Sharp. I'm sent for him. I'll see you later.
Okay, Parky.
Well, hello, Mr. Parkycock. Hey, I see another restaurant's opened up down the corner. Finally got some competition. Am I correct?
Competition?
Yes, you are correct, all right, boy.
Say, you know, Mr. Sharp, I was surprised when Orpheus told me what you are went into publicity business.
Why, Abso. I represent a company. We're called We'll Make You Famous from U.S. to the Bahamas Incorporated. Don't forget our slogan. If you got something, blow about it, let the world know about it.
No, Mr. Sharp, I've never had no publicity man before. I guess we'll have always been a little backwards.
Yeah, I'll say you were backward. Hey, yeah. Just remember that old saying, you shouldn't hide your light under a bustle.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't that far backwards, you see.
Well, I've been thinking about you all the way up here, and
yes?
I got some great ideas all lined up for a wonderful publicity campaign.
A campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, the first thing we got to do is to get some romance in your life. We got to tie you up in a big love affair, see? Something sensational. We got to get you involved.
You got to get me involved?
Of course.
Of course?
My sight. People are always interested in reading about love. All the world loves a lover.
Yes.
Now, we got to find a girl for you who's glamorous.
Yeah, get one who's glamorous. That would be good.
Yeah. And then we'll play up your love affair as one of the greatest romances in history. We'll compare it to Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet? Are you trying to make a gay young blade out of me? You don't mean Juliet. You mean Juliet.
Juliet? Nah, Juliet's a cold potato.
See?
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
Yeah.
I'll make you into a terrific lover, see?
Yeah.
I'll have you fall in love with two girls at the same time. Yep, that's what I'll do. Tomorrow night, I'll arrange for you to take out two famous South American beauties.
Two famous South American? What are their names?
Carmen and Miranda.
Didn't you fix me up with Betty and Grable?
Now, look, you take out these two girls, you take them to every famous nightclub in the city, see?
Yes.
You take them to the Trocadero. To Cyro's.
Cyro's?
To the Mocamin Ambrose. And then to cap the climate,
yes,
you wind up to even
dancing at the Palladium, Mum Num.
The Palladium, Num Num? Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I want for to get mixed up with no big love affairs. That's not
for you. You don't, eh? Well, I don't know. Hey, wait a minute. I just got a sensational idea. Oh, boy. This is going to be as big as the atom bomb. You know, incidentally, I handle the publicity for that, you know.
You handle the publicity for the atom bomb?
Yeah, but just for a couple of days. Yeah. I had to drop it.
Look, what's your idea?
Well, you heard of people being boiled in oil.
Yes.
You heard of people being frozen in ice.
Yes.
We're going to dehydrate you.
Dehydrate me?
Yeah, where's the nearest hydrant?
Oh, look. I'm the one for to be dehydrated. All I want is for to do some business here. You see, the new restaurant is crowded, and I want my place for to be filled up with customers, too.
Oh, is that all you want?
Of course.
Well, look, why didn't you say so? That's a sinage. You know, boy, you happen to be a very fortunate man.
I'm fortunate?
Yeah. I can have 240 people here for dinner at 8 o'clock tonight.
You could. Well, that's what I wanted. That will back my place.
Okay, okay. Well, the only thing is, it's important to give these people a good dinner. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, I realize that, all right, of course. 240 people on such a short notice is going for to clean me out about all the food I got here, you know.
Jamming this place with 240 people. That'll be a great publicity stunt.
Yes,
I'll have all the photographers here to take photographs.
Photographs?
Yeah.
240 people. My. Gee, I'm going to have to get some extra help to handle that. I'm going to need extra cook, a couple, two, three waitresses, and a boys' boy.
Well, go ahead and get them. Don't just stand there. You ain't got much time. Those people are going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right. Gee, 240 people at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a tough job, but we'll do it.
Good. That's okay, Mr. Park, your conkers. Hey, I better go start getting those people rounded up. I'll see you later.
Yes, and Mr. Sharp, no new restaurant is ever going to put Park, your conkers out of business. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Park, your conkers.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp. Betty.
Party.
You know something, Orville Sharp is going for to have 240 people here at 8 o'clock tonight for dinner.
Yes, that's wonderful, Parky. Hey, but have you enough food for that many people?
Well, I told them we're going to have turkey. You see, we could get some turkeys. And I've got to call up the employment agency for to send over extra cooking some waitresses.
Well, I'll take care of ordering the turkeys, Parky. You call the employment agency.
Okay, Betty G, 240 people for dinner. Just to manage that, yes. And that other restaurant. They thought what they was going for to put me out of business. Ha, ha, ha.
Opie Cates is clarinet and his orchestra play Wolverine Blues. Friends, one of the nicest things in life is to get more out of something than you expect. That's what makes Old Gold cigarettes such a pleasant experience. Because the minute you light one, you enjoy more richness, more flavor, more comfort and pleasure than you normally expect from a cigarette. But that's because Old Gold does more to give you more. Old Gold devotes more attention to those little details and refinements that mean more smoking pleasure. In Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and bouquet. And in Old Gold, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent, you get the special humectant. Another added detail, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on Old Gold adds a special luxury to your smoking enjoyment, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. Yes, it's so pleasant to smoke the cigarette that does more to give you more, the cigarette whose superiority is based on painstaking devotion to details, Old Gold. Try a pack.
How's everything is going, Betty?
Oh, fine, Parky. Gee, it was a good thing we were able to get all those turkeys.
Yeah, it was a good thing the employment asked him. She was able for to send over a cook, too. I don't know how good he is because I didn't have the chance yet for to talk to him. He's in the kitchen getting everything ready, you see.
Oh, that reminds me, Parky.
Yes?
The agency sent over a girl, too, for the waitress job.
Oh.
She's waiting to see you over there.
Oh, that's good, yeah. I hope that she's a good waitress. But then today, I suppose you've got to take anything where they send you, huh? I'll go over and talk to her, Betty. How do you do, lady? The employment agency sends you over?
Oh, yes. Yes, they did. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am. You are the new waitress?
Well, frankly, no. I, my dear sir, am an actress.
An actress?
Yes, yes. And at present, I'm between engagements. At liberty, so to speak.
I see. And you think what you'd like for to be a waitress, is that it?
Well, I thought it would be a frightfully jolly lark doing that sort of work.
A lark?
You know, brushing up against the other side of life, mixing with the hoi polloi.
Oh.
And besides, I like to eat.
I see. Well, I'm really neat and experienced waitress. You see, I'm going for to have 240 people for dinner tonight. But if you think what you could handle it, I'll be glad to let you try it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Now, can you tell me something about the part?
Yes, the part?
Yes.
Oh, you have a very big part. Yes. You see, you ask the customers what they want, and when they tell you, you go in the kitchen, you bring it back to them. That's the part, you see?
Not very much dialogue, is there?
Hmm?
Tell me, from which side do I make my entrance?
Your entrance?
Yes.
What is
yes.
this?
I think it's frightfully important to make an impressive entrance, don't you?
I guess it is.
Well, of course it is. Now, I notice that you have an orchestra here.
Yes.
Now, as I make my entrance, I should like to have the restaurant in darkness. And then I should like to have, a spotlight pick me up and follow me across the room while the orchestra plays soft background music as I slink.
I see. Background music as you slink. You said slink, didn't you?
And then as I place my tray on the table to serve my first guest,
yes.
all the lights come on quickly, and you start leading the applause while I take my bows.
Oh, no, no. Look, lady, you're going to have 240 people. I don't think that the waitress is going to have time for to take bows here. I don't think you're an experienced waitress. I don't think what you should take this job, really. Thank you, everybody.
Don't be silly. Now, where is my dressing room?
Your dressing room is right over there behind the icebox.
Behind the icebox?
Yes, that's where we keep all the hams. Right there.
Thank you.
Yes.
And you may tell the gentlemen of the press that I shall be glad to receive them after the first course. Good evening, my dear sir.
Good evening. Oh, my. I can see what she's going to want to make a fine waitress. Sounds just like Tallulah Banknight. She won't be able to tell which is the roast beef without a program. Oh, well, with the help she's messing today, I don't suppose whether I could kick at all. Say, that reminds me, I better for to go in the kitchen, see how that new cook is getting along. Hello, chef. Well, how's everything?
Quiet. Don't disturb me now.
Don't disturb you?
Yeah. I don't do no work for another half hour, see?
Why not?
Because Frank Sinatra's on the radio and I wouldn't miss him for nobody.
But you was hired here to be a cook.
Okay, don't worry about the cooking. I'll get the cooking done. I know how to cook fast.
You do?
Don't forget, I used to be a cook in the army.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell me where you keep the spam.
Look, tonight I'm done gonna serve my customers no spam.
You mean to say there's other kinds of food?
Boy, I don't know how you was ever a cook in the army. Boy, you don't know nothing.
I didn't have to know nothing. I was a second lieutenant.
You better get to work, mister. Got to get ready those 60 turkeys. People will start to come in pretty soon. Light the stove.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is the stove?
Which is the stove? You are kidding? Oh, my, I better stop for to help you to fix in those turkeys. Where's the turkeys? What you do with the turkeys? Where's the... Don't see the turkeys. Where's the turkeys?
Oh, I threw them all out in the alley. There was no good.
Turkeys was no good. What was the matter with them?
They didn't have no feathers on them.
Look, I spent 8 hours cleaning those turkeys myself. You bring those turkeys back here.
What?
Instead of helping me, you're only doing lots of damage to me. Look, mister, I don't need you here at all. Please, take off your apron. I'm going to pay you for the whole night. I'll be much better off if I don't have you all together.
Yeah? Yes. And I'll be better off without you, too.
Yeah, well, that's good enough for me. Can you manage that? Getting our cookers don't even know what is a stove and it throws out all my turkeys. How much you suppose for to get here working tonight?
$8.
Well, okay, here's $10. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Go over to the boss of that new dining car in the corner and become a cook for him.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. He gave me $20 to come over here.
Oh, for heaven's sake. My, just to look at all these people eating here, boy, that's a sight for sore ears. Not an empty chair in the whole place.
Well, hello, Mr. Parker.
Hello, Mr. Sharp.
Hey, I got quite a turnout for you here tonight. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, I could tell you something now, Mr. Sharp. You know, when you are told me this afternoon what you are going to have 240 people here tonight, I didn't believe you.
Well, you believe it now,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, boy, look at those people. Bernard, this is going to be a great ad for your place.
Yeah, sure, yeah, but they surely did lots of food, too. Yeah. Say, by the way, Mr. Sharp, which one of the gentlemen I'm supposed to give the check to, you know? Comes out $487.52. That's with the tax, you see?
Check? Hey,
yes.
Brother, you can't charge these people for no food?
I couldn't. Well, why not?
Well, you wanted publicity, didn't you?
Yes.
You want people to go around talking about you, don't you?
Yes, I... Oh, I see now. I got to feed all these people for nothing? Just so what, they'll go around and talking about me?
Yes, correct it. That's publicity, my boy, publicity.
That's publicity? Say, that publicity comes pretty expensive, does it? Well, look, are you sure at least what they'll talk about me?
Why, sure they'll talk about you. They're all my relatives. They'll talk about anybody.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying good night for Old Gold. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.